we're just going to go with it and see what happens.
All right, let's go with it and see what happens. Start that clock
and
timer.
Hopefully we don't have to start over.
I hope we don't have to start over.
Okay.
All right. But the problem is that this is not saying all black businesses. This is just saying that the few in this area that I have visited have not met my expectations and the level of excellence that I know that we as black people can actually achieve. Now, that's not to say that when I go to places like there's this vegan hamburger joint in Atlanta that I enjoy going to.
When you travel to Georgia?
When I travel to Georgia. Yeah, when I travel to Georgia, there is this vegan hamburger joint that I enjoy going to. And I will say, I don't know what this young lady puts in her burgers. I don't know what she puts in her staff, but those people are excited to be at work. They are professional. They are clean. They are kempt. They enjoy their job. And that could very well be because of the person that owns the business. But they are, I mean, top.
She puts her foot in the food and in the ass.
I don't know what she does, yeah, yeah. But she is like, she got to. Like, it is amazing food. The service is always on point. I mean, you walk in and you feel like you just got a warm hug. Like, it's just like, they are very fast. They're moving like boom, 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 boom. But they don't neglect. Like, it's almost like they... I don't know if they subconsciously like do it every 5 seconds. If they're like every 5 seconds, I'm gonna just say hello, welcome to. And so, you know, I don't know if it's just like ingrained in their head to say it every 5 seconds while they're flipping burgers and dumping fries, but it's like every time you get a welcome. You get a welcome, you get a hey, you get a how you doing. It's almost like they treat you like your family. Now, that is a black-owned business that I can patronize.
Or someone that left Chick-fil-A and decided to start their own establishment.
That's what I was just about to say. Okay. That sounds like a black Chick-fil-A.
There you go. It almost feels like that. But it's like... But see, that's what I mean. Like, there are levels to everything. I have had good, I have had excellent, and I have had god awful. And every time I visit this vegan hamburger spot, when I visit Georgia, and the thing is, the food, it never disappoints. Y'all, I mean, it is always on point. Like, she just... I don't know if she just be whipping up the burgers in her kitchen and the Lord just be coming down, just raining on the blessings.
The ancestors.
It's
the ancestors.
It's got to be something, but she just be blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings when she be mixing up the meat. Got to be.
So she does use meat. Oh, okay. Now we got to the... Oh, it's vegan place that use meat. Okay. Yeah.
Or vegan, whatever people put in their vegan burgers. Y'all, I am not a vegan. Now, under no circumstances am I implying that this vegan restaurant uses meat, but whatever the meat burger patty substitute. I think she used black beans. I really do think she... Because when I go to her website, and I also follow this young lady on Instagram. Eventually, y'all will figure out who I'm talking about. But I do follow this young lady on Instagram, and I do believe she uses black beans in most of her burgers. Because a lot of her, if you go to her website and you look at the... And she actually has a lot of the ingredients like in most of her burgers. And most of them, I do think, are black bean based. But they taste like... that's what I'm saying. I don't know what kind of blessings she be putting in the bean base. I don't know what to call it. In the bean burger, but the Lord done shined on that. She done shined that. He done sprinkled his sprinkled his love all up through her, all up through her people, all up through everything.
Well, I'm gonna have to go check this place out and see how much of the blessing is true.
Exactly.
Y'all, the blessing, the every ounce of hype you have heard is true. Every ounce of hype you have ever heard is true. But that leads me actually to my next point. So have y'all heard about the Dana Chanel and Prince Donnell civil lawsuit that is happening right now?
Are they from Nigeria? Are they asking for money?
Hey, y'all know nowadays everybody's a prince from Nigeria, and they will promise you the world if you decide to marry them, and if you go through with it, they will send you a new Rolls Royce. But so let me just tell y'all what happened. let me just quickly go through this. So y'all know actually on my Instagram, if y'all follow me on Instagram at all.thatt.jazz, if y'all follow me on Instagram, then y'all will see a couple of my videos back, I posted about Dana Chanel and Prince Donnell because I admire how they have done their, how they have grown their business. I do. Now, this lawsuit here, the headline says, influencer Dana Chanel has been accused of scamming black small business owners. What do y'all think about that headline? Let's just start there.
Well, I'm not well-versed in who she is as a person, but... it's real disrespectful that she's, you know, accused. But if she was doing it, that's still disrespectful. Like, I'm not going to say we're supposed to be here to help each other. But, like, bruh, you black, I'm black. I'm trying to get where you at. And I'm trying to give you business to help me help my business. And if you are scamming me out of my money and not providing me with the products or services that you're saying you are, like, right, I'm gonna sue the pants off of you.
Agreed. Phoebe, what do you think? How do you feel about that headline? Again, I'll read it. It says, influencer Dana Chanel has been accused of scamming black small business owners. Y'all, just so I can cite my sources, this came from BuzzFeedNews.com. Just so y'all know, you can look up the story, BuzzFeedNews.com. I'll link it in the description.
I'm not traditionally a person that looks at BuzzFeed, sorry, I'm just, sometimes I've read other reviews about BuzzFeed
that
make it a questionable source of information. Well, thing one, I feel like now Junior Tar Heels, if you've been never taught by. thing one, influencer. Influencer. It didn't say entrepreneur. It didn't say CEO. It didn't say Chamber of Commerce president of. It said influencer has been scamming. First off, I'm gonna leave my thoughts about influencers alone. has managed to, essentially scam small black owned businesses out of money. Now, here's the thing that got me in that title. So you are an active owner of a small business, and you took advice for your business from an influencer. Now, if that's just the branding label, I'm pretty sure there's more context, and there is more context to it, but I would not put too much clout in regards to how I make my money from individuals that tend to make videos to make theirs. And that's not a shot at anybody, but, you know, if I am trying to run a trucking company, I'm not clearly going to take too much advice from someone who's talking about trade school endeavors, because that's not my targeted market there. But I do think it's interesting. I'm definitely curious to know as to, is this influencer targeting small businesses specifically, or are those small businesses being
letting themselves be a target.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So let me just, so this source came, like I said, this source came from BuzzFeedNews.com. This says, I'm just going to go through a couple of the highlights. It says she has over 796,000 Instagram followers. She's the founder of Curl Bible, a skincare brand, Sprinkle of Jesus, a Christian mobile app. And she is, it says that she is, so Sprinkle of Jesus is a Christian mobile app. And then it says that she's described as the largest online ministry in the world with 5 million users. All right. So then it goes on to say, you know, how she built her following on Instagram and all that fantastic information. And then it also says that she, you know, makes awesome videos and things like that about promoting her products. And, you know, most of her staff, if not all of her staff, are Black women. And things like that. And then it says, it goes into what the lawsuit is about. So this says the lawsuit involves Dana Chanel, her other companies, Credit Exterminators, which was rebranded as Earn Company. And it says that Earn Company helps consumers improve bad credit. And another one of her companies that is written in the lawsuit is Alakazam, which also helps small business owners make their own mobile apps. All right. Now, this is the part that I was a little bit confused about, because it says that both of the companies are co-owned and operated by Chanel and members of her family. So it's like she's the one being sued, but then you have co-owners, which were not listed in the... Oh, wait, I lied. Okay, it said they are also listed as defendants. There we go. That makes a little bit more sense, because I was like, if they're co-owners, then, you know, most of the time with businesses, co-owners are also at fault. I'm just going to go through a little bit of what this... what they have listed here. According to the lawsuit, regulators in Pennsylvania began investigating after they received multiple complaints from customers who said they didn't either receive the goods and services they paid for, or that the business misled them. Now, when people, there's no way to debate you didn't get something you paid for. However, when you say something like misled them, were they intentionally misleading them, or did you just misunderstand the ultimate purpose of the service provided? Because a lot of times that is possible. Now, let me preface this. In no way am I defending or supporting the situation. I always like to play devil's advocate. So when you read something, especially if it has a bunch of legal mumbo jumbo, if you are agreeing to sign something that you don't entirely understand, is it your fault that you were misled, or is it the company's fault that you were misled?
Are you asking us that?
Yes, question? I am.
Oh. It's your fault. And the reason I say that is because, like, if I'm signing something, especially in regards to my business, I'm going to go to whoever, legal department, or mm-hmm. find someone who understands legal jargon mm-hmm. before I put my John Hancock on said mm-hmm. information. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, if I don't understand, I don't know what I'm signing.
Agreed. Just one last little point that I have here. It says in one case, a consumer paid a $1,807 deposit to the credit score company, which back up here references as Earn Company, or which was the rebranding. So they paid $1,807 deposit to Earn Company for help repairing her credit, as well as getting related consulting and coaching, the lawsuit states. When she attempted to contact the company to set up these services, she received no reply, and her request for a full refund was allegedly denied. The credit score company, Earn Company, also told consumers it had submitted disputes to credit reporting agencies, only for people to discover these agencies had no record of the disputes, the suit says. And then it goes on to speak about her other companies and what they did or did not do, allegedly. Alrighty, good people. One more time for good measure. Got a dream? Chase it. Got fear? Face it. Got a goal? Achieve it. Thank y'all so much for vibing with us. If you had just as much fun listening as we always have making these, please make sure you follow me on all of my lovely social medias. And yes, of course, I'm going to link them in the description. Also, don't forget to check out my blog to stay inspired. And we will catch you next Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace.